Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. God bless you on today. I pray that you are doing well, that you are holding on to God's unchanging hand. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you on today. I bless you, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for your word. And I thank you, Lord, for edifying your church and your church body. And I pray that you unify the body that we may be powerful and strong in this hour, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to go back over to the book of John chapter 17. We've been in Philippians chapter 3 for a few days, and we're going to go back over to John chapter 17, and I am going to read verse 5, beginning there, and it says, "And now," this is Jesus praying, "and now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was." Glorify thou me alongside, that's what that means, alongside you, and give me the glory that I had with you before the world was. To God, God knows the end from the beginning. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He is in the future already. He is in the present. He fills all space. He has already seen everything that there is to see. And to God, we are seated in heavenly places. And to God, Jesus was crucified before the foundation of the world, a lamb that had been slain. And so Jesus is now saying, glorify thou me and give me back the glory that I had with you before the world ever was, which brings us back to the very beginning of the book of John. John chapter 1, verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The Word is Jesus. He is the incarnate Word, and He was at the beginning, and He was with God, and He was God. And so Jesus is saying now in verse 17, I want to be back at the place where I was with you before the world even began. Verse 6, I have manifested or revealed thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them to me, and they have kept thy word. Here we see again that God gave us, and he was talking to about the disciples, that he gave these disciples to Jesus because they were already God's, and God gave them to Jesus. And Jesus is saying here, let's reread it again, I have revealed thy name unto the men, I've told them all about you, which thou gavest me out of the world. He pulled them out, he pulled us out of the world, he has sanctified us, he has set us apart, he pulled us out of the world. Thine they were God's, and thou gavest them to me, and he gave them to Jesus, and they have kept thy word. That is key. When we come to God, which really means that God drew us, Jesus drew us, when we get there, which we were already there. You see how dynamic this is? We are living in the space of time, but this has already occurred in God's mind. We're already with him. But when we come to God in our understanding of a confined space of time in 2015 right now, when we come to God, one thing that we must do is keep his word. Jesus is saying, you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. We must keep the word. That's the reason why we must be in the word, to know the word in order to keep the word. And everything in this life is challenging us to go against the word, the principles, the nature, the divine nature of God. Everything that we see and hear naturally, and a lot of it spiritually, because the enemy is whispering things and trying to come against the spirit of our mind, trying to infiltrate, trying to get us to challenge the word of God, trying to divide up the scriptures, trying to sift us like wheat. He's trying to give us a different understanding than when we first believe. He's trying to give us a counterfeit Jesus. He's trying to tell us that this is the new way to do it. Like when we're dealing with church right now and we're witnessing to people or we're talking to people, we cannot water the word down. And it is an easy temptation to do, to try to make the word palatable for the people that are hearing it. But I am even challenged in that sense. We have got to stick to the word of God because the word is going to save them. We cannot. It says, don't add not one jot nor one tittle to my word. My word shall stand. God's word shall stand. His word is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing asunder of dividing of soul and spirit, of the joint and marrow, which is a discerner and of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God knows how to get into our hearts and cause us to be convicted and converted. So we must teach people and preach people the word. They may have a screw face. They may have given us the stink eye. They may be looking like, oh, I don't want to hear it. But we have to give the word. We have to know when to say the word because there is timing. We can't just be blurting out the word because then we may confuse them or whatever. But when we have an opportunity to witness or to teach or to preach or to talk to somebody about God, we need to give them scripture. The word is alive. It is a living word. It is a living word, and it is able to get into the hearts and the minds of us. And our conscience will even or either bear witness against us or for us, either excusing us or accusing us if our motives are wrong and we're not following the word of the Lord. So we must give them the word. So Jesus is saying right now that, Lord, he's praying to the Father, Lord, you gave them to me and they have kept your word. We must keep his word. Verse 7 of John chapter 17. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. Everything that came to Jesus was of God. Why? Because he was God in the flesh. Verse 8, for I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them and have known surely that I came out of thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Oh, look at that. Look at that. For I have given it unto them the words which that thou gavest me. That's Jesus's part. Okay, he gave us the word. He is the word. He gave us himself. He died for us. He gave us the word. Now, this is our part. And they have received them. We have to receive the word. And have known surely that I have came from thee. We have to know without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus Christ came from the Father. And they have believed that thou didst send me. So we have to receive, know, and believe. Receive the word, know God, know Jesus, and believe what it is that we have received and believe that Jesus is the Christ. This is our responsibility. He gave us the word. Now that's what we do. In verse 8 of John chapter 17. God bless you. I want you to have a fabulous weekend. God bless you. Have a wonderful, beautiful weekend. In Jesus' name, amen.